Es kha zol zeh ne shul vakh khas geschlagen und wenn yhudem sagt es yom darf ta sein. Sagt die Gemara, who answered the contradiction between a Mishnah and Tumah and a Mishnah and Midas by saying that the anonymous Mishnah of Midas follows the view of Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov and not the Rabbanon. The Gemara says we can prove this from an anonymous Mishnah in another anonymous Mishnah of Midas that which describes the Ezus Noshim, describes the purpose for the first three chambers. When listing the fourth, the Mishnah says Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov said, I don't remember what his purpose was. Abishol then gave his understanding of the purpose for that last chamber. But from here we see that from it gives the reasons for all three, and then for the fourth, Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov says, I don't remember what it was, is mashma up until that point. It was all Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov who was saying everything until then, and it was being taught anonymously, but it was really Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So you see that the anonymous Mishnah in Midas is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara says we can prove this from another anonymous Mishnah in Midas. The Mishnah says that the wall on the eastern side of the Har HaBayis had to be lower than all the other walls to allow the Kohen who was standing on top of the Har HaZesim doing the Parah Aduma procedure to see over that eastern wall and be able to see the entrance to the Heichal. Now, each gateway of the Har HaBayis was 20 Amos tall. The only reason the wall would have to be left intentionally short is if the Kohen could not see the entrance of the Heichal through the 20 Amos gateway, which would only be the case if the floor of the Heichal was more than 20 Amos high than the floor of the Har HaBayis. Now, only according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was the floor of the Heichal more than 20 amas higher than the floor of the Har HaBayis. Because according to Rabbanon, it was only 19 and a half amas higher, so according to them, through the gateway, you still would be able to see for half an amma the entrance to the Heichal. So from the fact that the Mishnah says it had to be lower, we see that the anonymous Mishnayis, the Midas, follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara says this is not a riot, because it may be that the anonymous Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Mizbeach was exactly in the middle of the Azara, thus blocking the view of the entrance to the Heichal through the eastern gate. According to him, the Kohen had to look above the wall, which is why it had to be lower on the eastern side. So there's no riot as well as Ben Yaakov. Zach the Gemara, the anonymous Mishnah of Midas can't be said to be following Rabbi Yehuda, because an anonymous Mishnah of Midas details the layout of the Azara and describes the Mizbeach as being mostly on the southern side, not in the middle, which is not what Rabbi Yehuda said. So you can't say now that this anonymous Mishnah is now going to follow Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it was smack in the middle. So it comes out that the anonymous Mishnah of Midas must follow Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shema Aminah.